AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas border towns are bracing for a rush of new migrants when a pandemic-era rule that limited asylum seekers expires Thursday. But there could be a replacement for Title 42. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is in Brownsville.
CBS News has learned the Biden administration is working to finalize a new regulation that would disqualify migrants from asylum if they fail to request protection in another country on their way to the U.S. It would bar most non-Mexican migrants from asylum if they enter the U.S. without permission.
1,500 federal troops will begin arriving at the southern border tomorrow, and Governor Abbott has called up the National Guard. An Army sergeant found guilty of murdering a Black Lives Matter protester in Texas faces up to life in prison when his sentencing hearing begins today. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Daniel Perry was convicted last month of the 2020 killing of 28-year-old Garrett Foster, who was legally carrying a rifle during a march in downtown Austin. Perry was working as a rideshare driver the night of the shooting and has said he acted in self-defense. Witnesses testified they did not see Foster raise his weapon.
President Biden meets with congressional leaders today in a bid to prevent the government from running out of money. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
The president and most Democrats say Congress needs to authorize raising the borrowing limit with no strings attached. If things don't get sorted out in the coming weeks, the president says he hasn't ruled out invoking a little-known part of the 14th Amendment that says the validity of the U.S. debt shall not be questioned, regardless of how much has been authorized.
Treasury's warned of potential default June 1st. The U.S. is sending more money to help Ukraine fight the war against Russia. The Defense Department says the $1.2 billion aid package will boost the country's air defenses and provide more artillery ammunition. The search is on for two prisoners who broke out of a Philadelphia correctional facility Sunday by cutting through a fence. One is accused of being involved in four deaths. Blanche Carney is the city's commissioner of prisons.
We have protocols in place, and those protocols were not followed. So that will be part of our investigation. But the goal here now is to make sure that these two individuals are apprehended.
Officers didn't realize they escaped until the next day. He starred in a string of iconic movies and won two Academy Awards. Now Tom Hanks is trying his hand at fiction. He tells CBS Mornings his new novel is based on an industry he knows well.
You'd be amazed at how often organizations and movies will put up with the most insane behavior.
The book's called The Making of Another Major Motion Picture Masterpiece. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Nantner. Here's what you need to know. Waukesha's Generac Power Systems has agreed to pay nearly $16 million in fines after the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission found the company didn't immediately report a product flaw, which led to some customers having their fingers partially amputated or crushed. The commission found 32 models of the company's portable generators contained a flaw, creating a substantial product hazard. The settlement was announced last Friday. Janesville police say an assistant coach at Craig High School confessed to secretly filming 18 students in a locker room over 2 years. 38-year-old Brian Kitzman was arrested Friday after police found a hidden camera in the girls' locker room. Kitzman, who was assistant coach for cross country, track and field, and boys and girls swimming, has been placed on administrative leave while the investigation is ongoing. Bond has been set at $10,000. I'm Jane Nantner. This is Civic Media News.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Real Chili's been serving up mouthwatering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, politics, and politicksters go hand in hand. And I just have to say to you that we really, if we could only understand our role in the laws that are being made, the bills that are being passed, then we wouldn't have to worry about what really happens. But because we don't have the time, we're too busy, or we really don't understand the inner workings of our government, which I think is really what's at the root of it, maybe both, a little bit of both. We don't know what the people that we vote for do. The decisions they make, what they vote on, and the fact that they should be representing you and I and not themselves. That is, again, the whole purpose of a representative government, that you and I can't go to Madison and sit down in the chamber and vote on things. We have to elect people who do that for us and trust that they are going, which is the mistake. Trust that they are going to go and vote what's in the best interest of you and I. But what happens is, because we're either too busy with our own lives or trust and don't verify, people can run and hide from the decisions that they make. Our elected officials. This was really what's the main reason and issue and what's wrong with our government. A lot of things. But certainly one of them is the fact that we give a free pass to people who we elect. Lawmakers shouldn't be able to run and hide from the decisions that they make. You know, we find out about decisions that have been made by our elected officials, both Democrat and Republican, on the state level, on the national level, even as high as the presidency of the United States, decisions that are made that impact and affect our lives, and we don't even know what those decisions are. And I'm sure if we knew, you know, in a world that's fair and equitable, we should get a report card on what the people we elected, what their voting records are. Well, they'll say, well, yeah, it's available. You need to go here and you need to look. You know, they should have to come to a place like this, and they don't have to, you know, have to come before Earl Ingram. But they should have to come before the people and let the people know what their records are and what they voted for. Because they came to you and me and said, vote for me. We didn't go out. I didn't go out and seek who I wanted to be my state senator. I didn't go out and do that. And I don't know anybody who did. My state senator came and asked me if I would vote for that person. And so because they came and asked, then we have to vote for somebody. We chose that person to basically give our rights to. Make no mistake about it, you gave your rights to them. And I would say to anybody who's in those offices, you don't have a quarrel with me on what I'm saying because it's true. And if it's not true, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Explain to me why it's not true. Because these decisions that you make impact and affect us in our lives. Senator Mary Fliskowski came clean in January, telling a Rhinelander television station that she was one of the anonymous lawmakers, who objected to a $4 million in state funding for a large conservation project in northern Wisconsin. Again, Mary Fliskowski. Senator Howard Markenstein similarly acknowledged he was an objector last month at a meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, which he leads. Though we disagree with the opposition to preserving tens of thousands of acres of pristine forest land, we're glad these Republicans from Irma and Spring Green, respectively, finally took ownership of their actions. Their GOP colleagues on the committee also voted to reject $4 million investment in a public meeting April 18th, putting them on record. But transparency shouldn't be optional for our leaders at the State House, nor should it require intense public pressure, identifying who is making big decisions affecting millions of tax dollars should always be required without exceptions, along with the public discussion. Now, I agree with that 100%. And all of us should agree with that 100%. And we need to stop allowing our elected officials to walk around proud about, you know, who they are. What they are is public servants who have been given an opportunity by you and I to do our bidding. They're not celebrities unless we make them that. And you know what we do in this country? We make them that. And until we realize what is taking place here. We're never going to be able to get to a point where we're going to get what's in the best interest of us, we the people. We the people doesn't mean we give our votes to people and then not follow them and what they voted for. Because I can tell you, every last one of them, be they Democrats or Republicans, somewhere along the line, didn't have your and my best interest at heart. That's true. And I know some of them are your friends. So you don't want to, you know, and maybe you think this is sacrilegious to say these things about elected officials. But man, if you only knew some of them like I know some of them, you would know that what I'm saying is true. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. Say, I said this yesterday afternoon on Matt Flynn's show, and I'm going to say it now. If you want to know what we're dealing with politicians, we have a presidential candidate with two impeachments, 11 bankruptcies, 26 sexual assaults. That's the best they can come up with for a presidential nominee. Now, when you step down to Congress and you deal with Kevin McCarthy, they had to vote 14 times before he got elected. What does that tell you? Then, for some of the people that participate in there, specifically a couple of them, Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan already has a subpoena hanging over his head. How do we take a political group made up of more criminals than the NBA and the NFL combined in Congress? How do we take them serious? It's impossible to look at a person like that and say, well, what do you say? I don't want to know what they say.
So, Bill,
have to be told you're not relevant.
So, Bill, so let's even, and if we don't take it to the national level, let's even look at the state level where
exactly.
All politics are local. And people that you've elected in Oconomowoc to represent you guys in Oconomowoc, and they're voting for things that you guys aren't even aware of that impact and affect, you know, your town or your city. And the majority of the people there don't know anything about it. And yet, they do some things that just aren't right. Bill, all I'm saying is the people should be aware, right?
People. Exactly. Oh,
because.
Amen.
Because if you're not aware, and I know all of them, because none of them fell down out of heaven, none of them. And so, you know, there's some of them who clearly are doing some things that are not right for the people. Hey, hang on, Bill. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 69. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 46. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny again tomorrow. High of 75. Temps above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm just talking about the fact that the people we are voting for and electing and the fact that we don't follow up or follow through. You know, I'm preparing in the city where I live to this coming next Sunday. They have the mayor, the county executive, many state representatives, state senators, all come to a listening session that that I am preparing and that we are clearly going to be able to have run across these different radio stations to address what's going on with the revenue sharing of the state. And as I was talking with some of them about, you know, coming to this listening session where the people, like Tom always says, we the people, need to know what they're voting on, what decisions, what's in all these debates and subjects that they are talking about before decisions are made. There's some hesitancy. Well, I don't. What are you talking about, man? You came and said, vote for me. And if you've got nothing to hide, then let us hear it. Not after you voted for things that impact our lives that we don't even know anything about. Bill. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy at all. In fact, that shared revenue that you're talking about was gutted by one governor. Correct
Scott
me if
Walker.
I'm wrong.
No, Scott Walker.
Scott Walker.
Right.
Scott Walker gutted this state. He gutted the DNR. He gutted our educational system. He gutted our shared revenue. And what did they do? They got a fund that, boss, I want to answer from him. If I could see him face to face, I want to know in 24 hours how soon you're going to give the taxpayers' money back to them. Stop this lockbox stuff just because you're in the majority here in Wisconsin. You guys have got away with way too much. That shared, you know, they talk about budget cuts and this. If I was involved in the system, I'd say, no, we aren't going to budget. We're going to roll back the cuts that destroyed what we don't have now. We're going to roll that back. And, oh, they would, their heads would explode because they know they created it, yet they don't want to own it. That doesn't make sense. Why would they do it, Earl?
Well, they can do those kinds of things because we, the people, don't hold them accountable. Like I said, you know, you've got to hold the people accountable because they'll come back every 2 years if it's the legislature, you know, or every, what is it, 4 years for the state Senate? I don't know. Maybe it's 2 years. I don't know, whatever. But they'll come back to you when it's time for you to send them back. And what you should be doing and what we should be doing is sending them packing.
Well, you know, Earl, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, here's what we ought to do, and I think it could start with Civic Radio, or I'll be part of it. Let's start some citizens' action groups. We have the right to do it. We are the boss of those people. And if we get enough people, and when they trust me, they know when that's happening. Oh, do they know when that's happening? Why do you think the Republicans are even indicating they might do a little bit in conjunction with getting some bills passed and getting some things done? If there was a big citizens action group, I guarantee you they're going to dance to the music.
So Bill?
I guarantee it, because it's either resign or do something.
Well, Bill, they don't have to dance to the music because Earl and Bill and Tom are making some noise. They'd have to dance to the music if 300 with Earl and Bill and Tom agreed, and maybe not even 300, but if 50, if 25 called them, they would certainly, because they love that job so much, because it's really not a job, man. It's a way of life. When you're an elected official, man, come on. You're a boss. You don't have somebody watching over you. Nobody's checking whether or not you were here or whether you were there. You're basically free. You're your own person. You're being paid by the taxpayers, and you're like your own little CEO. I've been around it too long. I know what I've seen. And then people who are no longer there, then they reveal the truth, right? They wouldn't reveal the truth when they were there. Well, yeah, you know, it's like this. I said, man, you were there. Now, all of a sudden, you're not there anymore. Now you want to talk about what they're not doing. You know, you were one of them before. But
you
anyway.
Right on calling them. I've done that.
I know, but Bill, we need more, right? We need an army of people who will do that. And you know, Bill and Earl, they can dismiss. They can't dismiss, you know, all the people. And so, man, I got to go to break. Thank you very much for the call. Tom, I see you. We're coming to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, a rush to escort migrants out before a COVID-era rule expires Thursday. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in South Texas.
Sweeps in El Paso started early this morning. Authorities are trying to remove certain migrants while Title 42 is still in effect. Here where we are in the Brownsville area, over the last several weeks, they've been seeing about 2,000 migrant arrivals per day.
CBS News has learned the Biden administration is trying to finalize a new rule that would bar most non-Mexican asylum seekers from entering entering the U.S. There will be discourse over debt at the White House today. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will insist that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy advance a bill that raises or suspends the debt ceiling without strings attached.
The Defense Department's just announced a new $1.2 billion military aid package for Ukraine. President Zelensky calls it a sign of solidarity on what he calls a symbolic day. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The man suspected of killing a Western Wisconsin deputy had a long history of lawbreaking. Minnesota officials say Jeremiah Johnson was a convicted rapist and registered sex offender with a history of violence. Prison officials in Minnesota say Johnson was out on parole for a 2016 kidnapping and rape conviction when police say he shot and killed Deputy Katie Lysing. You can expect a check from the state of Wisconsin if you used TurboTax to file your income taxes a couple of years ago. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin will get about $2.5 million from the multi-million dollar settlement several states reached with TurboTax. More than 81,000 people in Wisconsin can claim about $30 apiece. In sports, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night 9-3. Eric Lauer starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Bat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandBat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Seven 2789. You can text us at that same number. Tom, you constantly talk about we the people. And yet, you know, these people who we elect and we like because they came to us and acted as though they cared about us, and so they make decisions that impact and affect us and our families, and we like deaf mutes. don't open our mouths and we act like we owe them something. I don't owe my elected official anything. They owe us. And I think that's where we've got to be in order to be able to work these things out and get things and make the government work. We've unfortunately got to take it in from that perspective, man. And what do you say, man?
Well, first off, I think that what we need to do is any politician that is in favor of money in politics is out on their keister, because that's one of the major problems with this country. Number two, we should have a scorecard. We should make it kind of like a fun game, and the media should really jump on this as well. But they should have a record of all of their votes. This is what I'm going into office for, and this is the way I'm going to vote on different pieces of legislation. You keep a scorecard, because the American people are too damn busy working, trying to provide for their families, trying to do all that. So when they get all this mail, do you notice that when you get all this mail,
it's during election time.
Or we see all these TV commercials.
Only during election
time. Nothing. Yeah, and there is nothing in those pieces of mail that says anything about how it is that they voted or will vote on different policy issues. We are not policy driven. We are bread and circus is what it is. And that's one of the reasons why I'm happy at Civic Media, because I would love to hear, okay, here's your voting record. So why did you vote this way? That's what they should be asking in debate, not about, oh, my God, are you in favor of crime? Well, everyone's not in favor of crime. I mean, this is where we get really, really fumbled up, and this is where our media has done an absolute malpractice on all of us, is that they don't ask, okay, these are your policies. I mean, honestly, on the Democratic side, we have a platform. We should be following everything that's in that platform. So therefore, the people know how they're going to vote. And then when they don't vote that way, get them the hell out. But it just doesn't make sense to me. We don't talk about, I mean, if you ask anybody, Bill, any of these people that call in, what policy positions, you know, are people voting on? And can we actually look at it, just like what you do, I guess, on C-SPAN, where they, you know, show the House and the Senate, you know, in terms of their votes each time. But you don't hear anything about it. You don't hear anything about the vote. And then we, the people, can decide, are these people actually voting in favor of corporations, or are they actually voting in favor of we, the people? You know, and then we can have an honest debate. But this is ridiculous, so, this whole thing where I have written Chris Hayes, I don't know how many times, from MSNBC, and said, why the hell are you never talking about policy? And he's one of the good ones. Why are you not talking about policy?
So what I will say to you, Tom, is our government and the way it is situated is, you know, it's kind of hard to follow from the perspective of, you know, as you stated, when people are busy trying to live their lives, you know, you've got to do some research to find out, you know, where and what your elected official has voted for. Because clearly, Tom, a lot of times our officials don't even show up for the votes. Do you know that?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And so who knows that they haven't shown up? Who's keeping that record?
Well, the Wisconsin legislature didn't show up for a year, so know. We know that. But yeah. Apparently the media, the corporate media, doesn't give a damn about the fact that we actually expose these people for the fact that the Republicans who are in the majority, I'm not blaming the Democrats, but the Republicans that are in the majority have not set a session or have not been to work for over a year. How many of you out there could say that? Wow, I didn't show up for my job for a year.
But Tom, when they came back, with a vengeance.
Oh yeah,
and started
to cut everything. Hurt the people. To hurt the people. you guys get that out there? It's hurt the people.
No.
And people are not going to make it in this country.
And so, Tom, that's why, you know, it's what I'm saying and why people may not like it, how I'm saying it. But don't worry about, you know, how I'm saying it. Just listen to what I'm saying. Right? I mean, because what I'm saying is accurate. None of us, very few of us, if any of us, know what the voting records are of the people that we've elected on the serious issues that change our lives every day. We don't know. And then when you want to ask, and it's just you, they can totally dismiss you, right? One person, you know. But if you got 10 times or 20 times, oh, man, they're gonna do everything they can to respond. I never will forget, man, there was a guy who was an alderman, and I was with him at an event, and his staff member called him and was talking about an issue that one of their constituents was concerned about. And the guy had some respect for him at the time. And the guy said, did they vote? And by the time, you know, his staff member said no, he said, put it under the bottom of the stack. You hear me, Tom? Whether or not you voted or not is not the issue. You represent all the people, whether they vote or not.
Exactly.
But that's not the way it works, Tom. And it works like that because we the people don't follow through. And I don't think, Tom, we're ever going to be able to get this thing worked out until we the people hold accountable the people and the representative government who represent us.
I absolutely agree. And the thing about it that's sad is that just like, you know, you guys had the Wisconsin uprising where you had over hundreds of thousands and thousands of people that showed up. But those representatives just waited it out because they knew they were getting the money from the big corporate donors. But if we put it actually all the 100,000 of those people in the actual offices of these Congress people, then we might see a change. I'm just so tired of the fact that everyone's more interested in a Hunter Biden laptop or this or that or, you know, Donald Trump's next snafu than they are actually about policy. Why are we not talking about policy? And why are we not holding? I mean, it should be a really easy game. When they run for office, they should say, this is what I voted for. This is how I voted. And either explain themselves in the debate because they voted a certain way and they had a horse trade or, oh boy, compromise or whatever the hell it is. But these people should be held accountable for their vote. And if they didn't vote the way that we, the people, you know, wanted, then their asses should be out, period.
Hey,
we have to have a scorecard in order to do that.
Hey, Tom, I'm in total agreement with you, but it's, you know, speaking to the choir, we've got to get other people to understand that the only way any of this changes is if we and oversight by ourselves on the people we elect, man. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, it doesn't change, and it except for the higher level you go, the higher up you get, the more impactful, the more money. The more, again, impactful the decisions are going to be. But the process should be the same, whether it's your school board member or your county board member, you know, county supervisor member, or, you know, those things, same thing. Hold people accountable. Don't let them get comfortable, you know. Because it's easy to get comfortable, man. I'm telling you. You know, I can call elected officials. I'm fortunate. I'm blessed because this is civic media. They got to respond to civic media. They don't have to respond to Earl Ingram. Well, in a way, because I'm with civic media, but if I was Earl Ingram alone and not have the civic media platform, they could tell me to, you know, get in the wind. I'm one guy without civic media. But with civic media, hello, this is Earl Ingram of civic media. Hey, this is Earl Ingram. I want to talk to my state senator. Who? Oh, I'm Earl Ingram. Oh, okay. We'll see what we can do. Call back next week. Hello, this is Earl Ingram, morning talk show host at 540 AM WAUK of Civic Media. Who are you? Earl Ingram with Civic Media. Oh, you want to talk with the senator? Oh, okay, we'll see what we can do. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. It shouldn't be like that. It really shouldn't. And I know if I was an elected official, you know, I would respond to the people who put me in office. I would be grateful to them because I would know I'm only there because of them. And the smart elected official will then make sure that they stayed in touch with the constituents, not just once every 2 years when it's time for your reelection. Because, you know, I'll tell you something, I'm the kind of person I can be hard on a person who's not doing anything, but just thinking that they're a celebrity. I'm not exactly in, people aren't exactly enthralled with me in the city where I live. Because part of the things that happen in our city, I will blame it on elected officials. Because part of it is their jobs. They have to care. And if they don't care, they don't need to be there. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. No different on the national level. We'll be right back.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour. Contact Tiffany Sanchez now at 414-841-2972. That's 414-841-2972. Join the Horizon Healthcare team today. Contact Tiffany Sanchez at 414-841-2972. Let Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with highs around 68. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 46. High of 76. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Mid-70s Thursday and Friday with showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I couldn't let you go a day without talking to you. I'm sure you would have missed me.
There is probably some truism. Maybe not, huh? There probably is some truism to that, man.
Well, again, really, I do enjoy your show, and I appreciate you taking my call. I love to hear you speak of accountability, because I don't think there is that much anymore. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I want to see accountability for our elected officials.
Yes.
And I hope you agree.
I do agree.
Regardless of what side of the aisle.
I've said that today.
You
I've
live in
that.
A budget. Earl, do you live under a budget? Do you live within your means?
I try.
Okay. Yep, I think you do, and most Americans and most people do. Unfortunately, it isn't always the case in government. They're more than happy to spend other people's money. You can see what's happening on our economy now. And we got a very important meeting happening at 4 o'clock today between our leaders. And I just want you to listen after that meeting and see who's being political and who's not.
Well, to be honest with you, they're all going to be political. Joe Biden is going to be political. McCarthy's going to be political. McCarthy's going to be political. What's the other the Senate
Schumer.
Chuck Schumer and the other one is who is the other one? Oh, it's McConnell.
The one that took over for
McConnell.
Nancy Pelosi.
No, McConnell.
Okay, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell. They're all going to be political.
Well,
that's who they are.
Just see who comes out with resolutions. Because the president's taken a strong stance that without raising the debt ceiling, which the Republicans' offer does raise the debt ceiling for this year, but they're still trying to maintain spending from the pandemic, and that's not realistic. The debt ceiling was raised under Trump during the pandemic.
It's been raised on all the presidents, man, all of them.
Yeah. Yes, it has. And you know what? Nancy Pelosi did that to Trump.
I know, so let me
came
ask you.
Out with a
so
bunch of
so
spending.
If it's been raised under all the presidents, always, why are we ending it now?
It isn't always raised, but it is raised with negotiations. Nancy Pelosi came in and Trump raised the debt ceiling with conditions. And also,
you know, the debt ceiling was raised. You know, the debt ceiling was raised.
Got things.
You know, the debt ceiling was raised under Donald Trump, right? You know that, right?
Three times.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
But
okay.
During the pandemic,
well, so,
and Nancy Pelosi got things for that, though, Earl. That was a negotiation. This is not a negotiation.
Why is this not a negotiation? Why is this not a negotiation? And that was
because the president says he wants a clean bill. Without any other conditions. Nancy Pelosi every time got conditions.
The president is not
this
a king, CJ.
Is unreal.
Is the president a king? Well, then the president can say whatever they want to say. They can't. He has no power to make that decision without negotiating.
Well, he already has, Earl. He said he wants a clean bill with no conditions.
He can say whatever he wants to. That's not the reality of what's going to happen.
That's what Donald Trump, that's not a negotiation, is it?
You know.
Is that a negotiation when you say it? There's no negotiating?
There's going to be negotiating.
Well, I hope so. I pray so.
Well, there's no way.
Because...
Listen to
what the president says, Earl. This isn't what you or I say.
Listen to what he says. Well, let me put it this way. Yesterday or Monday, what's today, Tuesday? Oh, yeah. So Sandy and I, we went down the list of the changes that the Republicans wanted to see happen. Maybe you didn't hear it, but we distinctly talked about each level where Republicans wanted to cut. So people will make the determinations on whether or not they think that those cuts are things that they want to see happen. You know?
From the pandemic numbers, the budget, they raised the debt ceiling for
the CJ,
pandemic.
I hate you calling so late, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Quickly, Ron, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, I mean, this is just Republican gamesmanship, Earl.
I know.
And, you know that. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
It's just Republican gamesmanship.
Ron, we hear you.
Okay. And the game amounts to, you know, we're going to negotiate hard in Congress and then vote for a bill that we don't entirely like, but we all agreed this is what we all agree to spend. And then we have a budget. And then because of this stupid, ridiculous budget ceiling requirement, which came into being in 1917 for the war, we can go back on that. So we can have our cake and eat it too. We can tell our constituents, hey, we voted for this, you know, these benefits for you and these benefits for you. And now we're voting to cut the budget to save the deficit.
Yes.
But we already, see what I mean? I mean, it's really kind of nuts. But they think they can get away with this and parlay it into a win-win situation.
Yeah, for 2024. That's the game.
It's not honest government. But also, Congress sets the budget. They set a budget. They approved it. And now they're going back on their word and saying, you know, it's like we have a credit card. We ran up our credit card under the previous president, $7 trillion worth, by the way, and many things that were good in there, but nevertheless, and now we don't want to pay the bill when it arrives at our desk.
Well, Ron, I wish we had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, and I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Fun on the lake this this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. The four most dreaded words. My computer is down. Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Pat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandPat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.